Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, friends. Happy 2024. This is the first episode of the new year, and I just want to start off by saying that it has been a while since I've last spoken to you all. I honestly didn't think that I was going to take a 3-week break from the podcast or my business, but that is kind of just what ended up unfolding. So this is going to be a podcast episode that's not like the usual episode. There's going to be no manifestation success stories, no announcements, none of that, just pure content. And so, life update for you guys. During the past 3 weeks, holiday season, it was amazing. Went traveling, did this, did that, went here, Hawaii to Reno to Newport Beach. And although it was such a wonderful time, I was honestly feeling so guilty, you guys, for not putting out weekly content for you all during the holidays. And I was being like, Kira, oh my gosh, get your stuff together. Like, I felt like right before the holidays, I was firing on all cylinders, being like, go, go, go. Yes, content here, content there, Instagram post here, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, the tank just ran out of fuel. And I was like, okay, like what happened here? Is something wrong? What's going on? And I really noticed that these feelings of guilt and judgment started arising towards myself for quote unquote not being productive or not being consistent or being like lazy and unmotivated. So this was definitely something that you guys, my coach and I, spent so long unpacking in our last session this morning. So in light of that, I wanted to do today's episode around the concept of hustle energy versus allowing energy. And I think this is so important because I find that especially when we start the new year or even when we start a new season or a new month, there is almost this pressure around starting off strong and having these solid foundations and all of these goals and having a clear solidified vision or jumpstarting into these new routines or habits. And so when I think about it, it's kind of like this go, 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 get shit done energy. But you guys, I have a feeling that a lot of you might not actually be feeling this way and that you guys might be judging yourselves for it because I know that this was me. And if this is you, then I want you to know that you do not have to be in hustle mode to manifest. You do not have to hustle your way forward. You do not have to hustle your way to your manifestations. And that sometimes the biggest quantum leap forward that you can make happens when you actually take a step back and simply allow things to unfold for you rather than putting pressure on yourself and your goals to manifest. Okay, so let's talk about that because the realization that by me taking my sweet holiday time, really immersing myself in the present moment, in my vacation, and only focusing in on my pleasure and what brings me joy, that was actually a huge quantum leap forward in my life instead of a step backwards. And this was so important for me to realize, you guys. And I want you to feel that way and really step into that energy because the last thing I want you guys to do is feel guilty that you have all these timelines for your goals. And if you don't take action towards them, then you're not going to make them and you're not going to make these major milestones and that you might be moving backwards and blah, 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 all of that stuff. Okay, so let's first just talk about hustle energy real quick, because this is the energy that tends to be programmed at a young age. And it sounds like this. Hard work is the key to success, and I need to put in the hours. Or I need to grind every day to make my dreams a reality. Or I can't afford to take any days off. I have to constantly push myself to achieve my goals. Or I need to hustle now so that I can enjoy the fruits of my labor later and retire at age 65. Or I have to be on top of everything. I always need to be one step ahead of the competition. Or if I'm not constantly busy, then I'm not making progress towards my goals. And I know you guys, these might sound a little bit dramatic and over-exaggerated, but this is actually the pressure that you're putting on yourself to move forward or to get things done and to manifest. And when we don't end up doing these things, when we don't end up hustling, when we don't keep taking consistent action towards our goals, then we start to feel guilty. We start to feel frustrated and very critical of ourselves. But newsflash, you guys, let's be real. At some point, if we keep trying to do this, we are going to burn out, because if you keep trying to fire at 100% all of the time, then inevitably the tank is going to run out of gas. And this happens all of the time in our daily lives. Like, how many of you guys can resonate with this? Because so often we tell ourselves things like, I need to post every single day on social media or else I'll lose followers, or I won't capitalize on all of the growth that I could be having, or I need to put a podcast episode out or a blog post out every single week, or else I'll lose credibility with my listeners, or I need to stop eating the junk food, the dairy, the carbs, or else I won't get healthier or lose weight, or I need to work out at least 30 minutes every day so that I can be that girl, or I need to work on my business every day or else I won't make money. And you guys, it is no wonder that when we tell ourselves these things, of course, we're not going to be able to fully commit and follow through with them. And that is because when we put a pressure on a goal, our nervous system immediately marks it as a threat. It creates dysregulation in our bodies and we go into fight or flight. What basically happens is that we get into the, this needs to get done or else something bad is going to happen energy. And of course, when we are in that space, do amazing, beautiful, big, creative things happen? Do we think with 100% capacity? Are we open and receptive to new ideas, opportunities, and solutions? No, we are closed off. And an amazing example that my coach Marley used in our session is that when we try and do everything at once, like we try and get into the perfect routine, we're trying to meditate every day, do our skincare routine, go to the gym, exercise, work on our business, do all of these things, blah, 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 be so focused. It's like a skincare routine where you're throwing everything on your face. You're throwing the retinol on your face. You're throwing the niacinamide. You're throwing the oils on your face. You're throwing the peptides, the acids. And what happens? Well, you're probably going to get a chemical burn from all the reactions, or you're going to clog your pores so that nothing can come in and out. And you guys, this isn't to say that like hustle and taking action towards your goals is a bad thing, okay? That is not true. Hustle, you can definitely get things done by hustling. But you guys, if you rely strictly on hustling, that is not what's going to be sustainable for you in the long run. It's only going to lead to burnout. Because you guys, in manifestation, we have this amazing little law called the law of rhythm. And the law of rhythm states that everything in life is cyclical, okay? And what this means is that we will always go through different cycles where we can hustle, 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 and go, 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 and then go through times where we take a step back to rest. Like, life is not a constant upward trajectory or an unending hustle, you guys. It is a mix of highs and lows. It's a mix of mountains and valleys. And I want to point out that no matter what stage in the cycle that you're in, and I want to point out that no matter what stage in the cycle you're in right now, you are constantly moving forward, okay? Because one of the main reasons that keeps us in hustle energy is because we feel like if we are not hustling and go, 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 putting ourselves out there all of the time, then we feel like we are moving backwards or we're missing out on an opportunity. But what I want you to know is that there is no such thing as moving backwards, okay? You cannot move backwards. You can only move forwards. Like, a perfect example of this is the stock market. I'm talking about the US stock market in particular, but I'm sure this applies to other stock markets as well. But if you look at the entire stock market graph, you'll see that over time, it has only increased, okay? The stock market has only gone up over time. But you guys, if you zoom in on, let's say, a week at a time or a month at a time, then you'll see that there's always lines going up, going down, and alternating back and forth. But you guys, taking a step back, the trend, the overall trend is that it has only gone up over time. But in order to go up, it has gone through so many peaks and valleys, so many ups and downs. So what this means for you is that even though you think you might be in a place where you're going downwards, where you're not making any progress, where you're going backwards, you are actually moving forward. So back to the law of rhythm, right? It tells us that there will be phases where being productive and hustling are necessary, but equally so is having time to rest, reflect, and allow. And you guys, we find these cycles in nature every single day. So if you ever need some inspiration, like just look outside, okay? Whether it's the change between day and night that happens every day, whether it's the changing seasons, whether it's the lunar cycle or the highs and lows of the tides, the formation and the crashing of the waves, the inhale and the exhale, it is everywhere. Like, what would happen if we only tried to inhale? We just inhaled, and we didn't allow ourselves to exhale. We would suffocate, okay? We wouldn't release the breath that needs to be released in order to take the next inhale in. Like, our bodies know so well this natural cycle. Our bodies know so well our natural rhythms, our circadian rhythm, our breathing cycle, blood flow, all of that jazz. We naturally know how to move with the rhythms and cycles of life. And it is only because we have been conditioned to be in hustle energy that we forget that. So you guys, if you do not feel a genuine drive and desire to hustle right now, then that is okay. In fact, for me, this is usually a sign that it is time to step into allowing energy, to step into that feminine part of you. Like, just because it's the new year, you guys, does not mean you need to go swing in with full force. Like, why are you putting pressure on yourself right now during the first few weeks of January to do that goal that you want to do? Let's say, okay, just humor me. Even if you don't do anything in January, you don't go to the gym once in January, who's to say that when it comes February, all of a sudden you won't get this random motivation to just go work out every single day? Who's to say that in March, your goals won't come true? Who's to say that at the end of the year, everything that you wanted will come, okay? Because the universe is always giving you what you want. Just think about a time where you asked for something and you didn't get it, only to get it later on and realize, wow, that was actually the best time for it to come. You do not need to hustle to get what you want. Like, I get so many messages on Instagram asking me, how do I stay motivated towards my goals? Or help, Kira, I can't seem to bring myself to focus or to take action. What can I do? Or help, I feel super unproductive and lazy right now. How do I not be lazy? I wanna get things done. I wanna work towards my goals, but I just can't find the motivation and the drive. And although, yes, I think it's important for us to be able to roll up our sleeves and put in the work, like, obviously what we want isn't gonna come if we just sit on the couch eating hot Cheetos every single day and we don't get up. But something that I want you guys to know is sometimes the best work you can put in towards your manifestations is allowing them to unfold, is to surrender them, is to follow your joy, is to prioritize pleasure and to let the pressure go. And this is something that might not come naturally to you at first because our society has a bias towards hustle energy and being in our masculine energy. Like, we are often conditioned to believe that success only comes through a ton of effort, constant work, and a never-ending to-do list. And you guys, this could not be farther from the truth. So what I want you to know is that when you're not feeling the hustle, it is time to allow. It is time to trust that the universe has your back and to know that there are times when the most profound shifts happen in the spaces between the action. It is all about balancing doing and being. It is all about balancing determination and surrender, because you do not manifest through your actions. You manifest according to your dominant vibration. Let me repeat that, you guys. You do not manifest through your actions. You manifest through your dominant vibration. Your manifestations are not solely dependent on how hard you work or how much you do. They are a result of your energy, what you are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually putting out into this world. So before I end this episode, let me just tell you guys a quick story. When I got on my first coaching call of the year with my coach Marley, I came in being like, oh my gosh, Marley, something's wrong. My energy is off for some reason. I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to have fun. I just want to go to the ice rink. I want to figure skate every day. I want to just chill. But I also feel so guilty because I haven't put out a podcast episode and I don't want to let people down and blah, 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 blah. And when I told her that, we began to explore this resistance to getting back into the podcast and to working on my business and doing all these things things that I was doing before the holiday season. And a lot of things came up, but one of the things that I want to share with you all is that I realized that before I left for the holidays, I had this beautiful sheet of podcast episodes planned out for the beginning of 2024 with drafts and these amazing talking points and topics. And at the time of writing them, they felt so aligned to me. They felt really good. I felt really happy about them. But you guys, I wrote that like a month ago. And the energy that I'm in right now, looking back on it, it just doesn't excite me anymore. It doesn't feel authentic to me at the moment. It doesn't feel aligned with me at the moment. And so telling her that, Marley was like, okay, well, let's just drop that for now. And let's think about what's something that you feel passionate about right now in this very moment that you could talk to me about for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes, and just go on and on about. And that is when I realized that the episodes that I was working on and working towards no longer resonated with me, and that I actually wanted to start this year's podcast plan all over again, starting off with this topic that we are talking about today of hustle versus allowing, which has led us to where we are now. So here I am releasing this episode off of my usual schedule on a random day at a random time, just because I freaking feel like it, just because that is where my energy took me today, just because that is where my inspiration was, because I allowed myself to surrender to what is calling to be expressed through me. So friends, my challenge to you all for the next few days is that when you wake up, I want you to just ask yourself, what am I feeling called to do today? Okay, I want you to throw out any to-dos or any agendas that just don't need to get done. Like, of course, do any work or assignments that have a strict deadline, or like go to your doctor's appointment, you know, get the things that you need to get. But I want you to release pressure of the things you think you need to be doing or the things you think you should be doing, and instead tap into that intuitive energy and ask yourself what you want to do just for pure joy. Because that is the vibration that things manifest from. It's not the hustle energy, it's not the actions, but from the feeling of freedom and abundance that comes from finding your flow. All right, friends, that is all. Love you all, and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And before you go, I have a free manifesting money meditation that I would love to share with you. All I ask is that you submit your honest review/rating of the podcast on Apple and or Spotify. Go ahead and screenshot your review and send it to me on Instagram at ManifestWithMePodcast, also linked below, and I will provide you with this meditation designed to align you with the energy of financial prosperity and abundance. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with someone who you think would benefit. Or if you share on social media, don't forget to tag me so I can celebrate you. Sending so much love, and I will talk to you all next week.